As we continue the beginnings of this season of ordinary time, in the past Sundays, if we remember, we've been reading beautiful passages precisely about the beginnings, and more specifically about the first callings, when Jesus called for the first time his disciples. So we've been contemplating again how Jesus spoke, how they listened, how they believed, and then how they followed him. And what we just heard today can help us to bring all of that to our today. Because one of the reasons, one of the most important reasons for that powerful response of so many at those first callings of Christ was precisely what we heard today, that he taught with authority. I mean, surely Jesus was very eloquent. Surely he was attractive in so many ways, wise, smart, compassionate. But surely there were many others that were also smart, eloquent, and even compassionate. What was absolutely new for everyone was that he taught with authority, that there was something about his word that no one else had. That was new, his authority. And because of that, they were astonished, they were amazed. So why was that so special? But also, why is that so important for us today? And perhaps we can say two things about this authority of Christ's word. The first one is that Christ's word is effective, is powerful. We just need to remember creation. We go back to Genesis, and God created speaking a word. And he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. When Jesus said all these words, he was not just saying something that he had learned somewhere, but he was doing what he was saying. His word had the power to do, to accomplish, to fulfill. He said what he was doing, and he did what he was saying. And this was true back then, as we heard today in this powerful gospel, but this is also true for us today. Jesus has power with his word, has the power to heal our wounds. Isn't that what happens when we go to confession? What do we experience? We hear a word, and that's what does the miracle. Christ's word through the church, a word that is effective. When we hear, "I forgive you," we are actually forgiven. When in a few minutes, the priest will say, "I will say, this is my body," that word performs what it says. That word is still powerful for us today. That word also has the power, the capacity to bring truth to our lives, to give hope, to free us from our sins, and ultimately to give true peace to our lives. So Christ, and only Christ, has a word, has words that can do what they say always. And the second thing that we should consider about the authority of Christ's word is more about our response to that word. And simply, we need to believe in his word. But let's pay attention. We need to believe in Christ's word, in his promise. Many, many times what we do, consciously or unconsciously, is not so much to believe in his word, but in the proofs that we try to find so that we can trust. We believe when things are going well. Of course, it's very natural. We believe when some blessings come to our life or some special graces, when we feel that we're doing well. But because of that, because not always our faith is faith in his word, but in what we experience, then when pain comes, when difficult times come, then we doubt, don't we all? Our first reaction, sadly, many times is to doubt, to question God. We find it very difficult to believe when we cannot make sense of what's going on in our lives. But we're invited to trust and to believe in His word, a word that is powerful. And therefore, ultimately, we are called to obey, to be willing to submit ourselves to the authority of Christ, and therefore to find that mysterious and unique peace of letting God be in charge, of letting Jesus be the Lord of our lives. Now, this is very hard for us. Just as we heard of Christ teaching with authority, we know that there are many more who teach with certain authority. They would like to think something very, very different than what we hear and what we learn in the gospel, particularly about our freedom and our independence. We are taught in so many ways by the media, etc., that if we want to be happy in this life, we need to be absolutely free, and that means that no one can tell us what to do, and no one can tell us what is good and what is right or what is wrong, that's up to us. So in the end, today we're confronted with a very simple question, and we should not take it for granted. Do we believe that Jesus still today has authority to teach? And so, do we believe more in His word than in our opinions or in the opinions of the majority? Do we believe more in Christ's word than in our ways of feeling or even than in our own experiences? Are we willing, truly willing, to submit to His authority if at some point we need to renounce to some preference or opinion? Now, this is a paradox, but when we say paradox, we say something that feels like a contradiction, but it's not really a contradiction. But this is a paradox. For when we have to renounce to a preference or to a desire or to an opinion in order to follow Christ more faithfully, we truly don't lose anything that is important for us. We gain. We grow in freedom. We grow in peace. We grow in joy. It is always so good to remember what Jesus said when He addressed His friends who were tired and overwhelmed. And He said, "Come to me. Come to me, all you who are burdened, all you who are overwhelmed and tired, and I will give you rest." But His way of giving rest was, "Take my yoke upon you." And that's one of the things that we say, how? How, if you're offering rest, why do you want me to carry a yoke? But He said that His yoke was easy, or as we can also translate, that His yoke was gentle, kind, soft. So yes, we carry something when we obey, but that is something that makes us good. We know that sometimes we have to carry things, or a weight, in order to gain something. So if we don't really know how to swim and we want to float, we might carry something that will make us float. Or if we in any way want to fly, we need something. We need to carry a weight. And that's obedience. We carry a yoke, but that is for our good. We find rest. And so when we listen to Christ's word, and when we choose to believe in that word, and when we choose to obey to that word, we always gain. Very clearly then, the Lord is not just an inspiring and interesting teacher. He has authority. A Christ whose words are equal as any other word from the majority, from the society, or a Christ whose words have the same authority as my preferences and opinions or sentiments, is not the Jesus Christ of the Gospels. So if we want to follow Christ of the Gospels, we need to be willing to believe in His word and to follow Him. And so as we pray with a psalm, if today you hear His word, harden not your hearts. What is Christ saying to each one of us right now? Because He's saying something to each one of us right now. Let us keep silence so that we can listen in the quiet of our hearts that word that he is pronouncing to each one of us. And let us listen to that word. Let us believe in that word, and let us obey that word.